The arguments used to debunk the claims that the Piri Reis map depicts portions of Antarctica's coast without ice frequently don't hold up to scrutiny. For example, since the description seems to be describing Argentina instead of Antarctica, it's obviously not Antarctica.
Piri Reis wrote next to this thing that he's calling Antarctica, so this is where all the snakes live.
Piri Reis has a note there which reads, and it is said that large snakes are found here.
And while that may seem reasonable, they don't hold that same standard when we talk about this island here that Hancock claims is Bimini. They think it's both Japan and Cuba.
It has a large island running north-south, could be Cuba, but it doesn't match well at all. It may be that this is actually supposed to be Japan.
Piri Reis wrote on the map Hispaniola, and Christopher Columbus apparently thought he had reached Japan.
The description means that there's no way that this could be Antarctica and Argentina mingled together when they're debunking claims of Antarctica. But when they're debunking claims of this being Bimini, that standard gets thrown out the window, and the description, it doesn't really mean that it couldn't be the other thing.